Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio, where nothing is more important than feeling good. Sign up to vote for your favorite new co-host through www.lawofattractiontools.com to be redirected to the vote site. Stay tuned for an exciting hour of fun and laughter through the Law of Attraction. Well, good afternoon and good evening. Welcome to another segment of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Julie Johnson from Southern California on this beautiful Father's Day weekend.
Hi, Julie, and I'm Tom Morasso from North Carolina, and tonight I'm trying out to be the next co-host.
Oh, great. Welcome, Tom. I am so glad you're on the show tonight. I know you're going to do wonderful. And I'm so excited because tonight we have quantum physicist Dr. Claude Windenberger with us tonight, who's going to be talking about this fantastic process called unconditional freedom that can immediately release the blocks that keep people from reaching their goals. Hey, by the way, Tom, did you know that Dr. Claude studied with Dr. John Hagland, who was one of the scientists featured in What the Bleep movie and The Secret DVD?
I didn't know that, but I'm really looking forward to asking them some quantum physics questions about the law of attraction and removing negativity.
Oh, great. Yeah. You know, and I had a feeling you would have a lot of questions because you're a fellow hypnotherapist, and I know how much you're into the mind and how it works. I know exactly what you're thinking. So while we have a couple of minutes, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe tell us how you first got involved in the law of attraction?
Well, I've always been interested in the power of the mind, which led me to studying and researching various metaphysical subjects and the ancient teachings from the mystery schools of old.
Mm.
And I was introduced to the art of manifestation in the early 70s.
Oh, wow.
And about a year and a half ago, I learned it had a name, and it was called the Law of Attraction. So after being exposed to, like, you know, the Bleep and the Secret movies, I was really excited that this information was finally becoming available to everybody.
Mm.
But I realized that these movies were just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of like Law of Attraction 101. And the limited beliefs and the negative blocks people held needed to be addressed in order for conscious creation to work. So I've since incorporated this type of work into my hypnotherapy practice and the books that I write.
Oh, good. Yeah. We're going to hear more about those during our after the show segment. So all you listeners out there, stick around and find out some more fascinating information about Tom. And just a reminder on how to vote, go to my website and click on that huge icon that says Vote Here, which will direct you to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio Yahoo site. And just go to the polls and vote for Tom. Or you can stay on this host page for Blog Talk Radio and click on the show notes that says Tom and leave a comment that says, I vote Tom to be the winner. And there you have it. So anyway, let's go on. Tom, let's talk about our week and the experiences we've had with the Law of Attraction. Anything you want to share with our listeners?
Julie, it has been a wild week for me. I'm involved with a group of about 50 people here in North Carolina, and we get together and discuss the Law of Attraction and consciously creating peace for our world. And this isn't an easy task, as most people are exposed to unconscious negative programming on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't even realize what they're subconsciously giving their attention to.
Exactly.
Well, so I sent out an intention to the universe to gain clarity on which direction to go as a group. And the answers have been coming with various groups and individuals contacting me, wishing to manifest the same goal of peace for the planet. And, Julie, there's some amazing people I'm connecting with. And I've come to believe we're not doomed as a planet, and we can create a new reality for us as well as our children.
All right. That's what I want to hear. Wow, how funny that you bring that up. This is great because, you know what, that's what my week was all about, too. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, there's something going on.
There is something going on because I've had 9 emails from different sources throughout the world sending me things about a shift in higher consciousness. So what's so funny is that these groups do not know about the others groups. And it's also fascinating that they're all coming in the same week. I mean, it's
right.
Like, wow, this is really something. Like you said, something is going on that I don't know yet. But anyway, I what's so unique about it is that different groups all came from, like, Australia, Peru, Canada, the U.S., of course, and even the U.K. So they were talking all about the shift and their concern for the health of our planet and what's going to be left for the future generations to come. Well, while some of these messages did seem to be based in fear, what really impressed me was that every solution to the problem was identical. It was something about praying or meditating with feelings of intense joy. And there were... you know, they're trying to get together millions of people to do this, to bring about a shift through a higher loving feeling, which is fantastic. So, you know, in my mind, it doesn't matter if the thoughts originated in fear. You've got to respect the fact that these groups of people are taking inspired action to resolve their issues or what they fear. So that
exactly.
They don't have to live with the fear any longer. And you got to respect that they are taking inspired action. I just think that was really neat.
Yeah, this is amazing what is going on. And, you know, we've heard about all this conscious awakening that is supposed to be coming. And I just feel so blessed that it's here. And it seems like we're on this crest of a wave. And
wow.
Come on, jump on board, everybody.
Yeah, really. And, you know, I'm getting so excited about it. There is a date of July 17th at 11:11 a.m., which is Greenwich Mean Time, which is about 4 a.m. in California time. And that's the time that they're focusing getting millions and millions of people together to have this raising of the consciousness. So I decided this is what I'm doing for it. I am going to have a special broadcast on this date at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to put on the most incredible, beautiful, spiritual, uplifting music created by Bradfield and Anil. Which,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that is just that's like music from heaven. It is just wow. And people can let their spirits soar and in total bliss and joy for an entire hour. And I think by doing this, not only will it uplift them, but it's going to uplift their family. We just might be able to co-create some wonderful solutions to relieve the fears expressed by these groups, perhaps even raise the consciousness to a higher level to co-create the perfect solution to world conflicts and even global warming. So for all of our listeners, join me on July 17th at 4 a.m. California time for an incredible, uplifting experience. It's something that I'm sure everybody's going to want to be a part of.
Yeah, that sounds very exciting.
Yeah, it's, especially with that music. We're going to have a great old time. Really, no talking, but it's just a total hour of feeling fabulous. You know, just remembering every big, joyous thought that we've ever had. So, anyway, well, with that, why don't we bring out Dr. Claude, and why don't you, Tom, give us a little background on Dr. Claude?
Okay, great. Dr. Claude Windenberger is a native of France, and he holds a doctorate in quantum physics and a master's degree in engineering. He has almost 30 years' experience in the fields of science, transformation of consciousness, and mind over matter. After 20 years of personal beneficial experiences from what he calls practical ways of applying quantum physics to real life, such as meditation and self-inquiry, Dr. Claude created his own way of looking at reality. Over the past 8 to 9 years, he has tested this approach on numerous people from many backgrounds, developing his very popular unconditional freedom process that he'll be sharing with us tonight.
Great.
Welcome, Dr. Claude.
Thank you very much, Tom and Julie, for having me on the show.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
Before we get into your process, Dr. Claude, perhaps you can enlighten our listeners to what is quantum physics. We hear references to it in What the Bleep and the Secret movies, but what exactly is it and how does it apply to our everyday life?
Well, quantum physics is one of the branches of science that has been around for about 100 years now. It came after, you know, several hundred years of using another branch, which was called classical physics, which was used to describe the behavior of matter at a superficial level, but broke down when it came to describing the behavior of matter at more deeper levels, such as the atomic, subatomic levels. And the applications of quantum physics in real life are numerous. For example, you know, all of chemistry couldn't be explained without quantum physics. You know, all the technologies that we now take for granted, such as electronics and you know, different other technologies, are based on quantum physics, on some of the laws that were discovered by quantum physics. So it is the discipline that was able to explain most well the different behaviors in the physical world. And so it also had a lot of controversy because of some of the interpretations of quantum physics. And I don't think we want to go into that because that's very complex. But tonight we want to really stay, you know, focused on what could be the practical application of quantum physics, not just, you know, through technology, but actually directly in our own experience. And that's what I would like to talk about tonight. Should I just say one thing that, like, one of the principles I'm using in quantum physics is this idea that the observer does something to the object of observation. In other words, there is not just a world out there that behaves independently of the observer, which is what, you know, we thought for a long time before, that there's just material objects out there that are there and do not depend on the state of the observer. Well, this was, you know, different after the advent of quantum physics, where it was clear that there was nothing really out there until we measure, until we look at a system with, you know, through certain glasses, which are called measuring apparatuses. And what you see is actually the result of collapsing what they call the field of all possibilities into specific possibilities, specific characteristics, and those characteristics really depend on the measuring apparatus. And who chooses the measuring apparatus? Well, it's we, the scientist, you know, when it comes to science, but we in real life choose the kind of glasses through which we look at life, and so we see exactly what we're looking for. And so if we are seeing things that are not wanted in life, you know, if we are experiencing unwanted conditions, that's the way I call them, then maybe, you know, it's time to stop looking through those glasses that manifest unwanted conditions in our life. Mm-hmm. So that's in a nutshell, you know, my application of quantum physics to real life.
Okay, so I can see how this fits in with the law of attraction in that sense. And the majority of our listeners are into the law of attraction, so can you tell us how did you end up creating your unconditional freedom process?
Okay. Well, I give you just a little quick history of how I got into, you know, mind stuff anyway. About 30 years ago, I experienced just like most people, my first relationship in life with a woman. And it broke down after 3 months, and I couldn't figure out why it happened. And so it made me really sick, and I was sick for 2 months, and nothing would work. Finally, and you know, I read a book about yoga, and I found out a whole different perspective that I could have on reality. And within 1 week, I was completely free of all emotional despair and basically of sickness. And I haven't been sick ever since in the last 30 years.
Wow.
So that was my first experience. Then, 2 years, you know, after 2 years of practicing yoga full time, not full time, about 1 to 2 hours a day by myself, I felt like I was reaching a plateau. So I looked for maybe group yoga, and I found transcendental meditation in the phone book. And so I investigated that, and again, I had amazing experiences and, you know, practiced TM for 20 years. I became even a teacher and used to teach TM in France. And then in 1984, I heard about this university in Iowa, Fairfield, Iowa, which was Maharishi University of Management. And there was this big experiment that Maharishi had set up, had invited practitioners of TM and the Advanced TM CD program to come to Fairfield to create basically world peace through the group meditation. And I was very fascinated by that, mostly for practical reasons. At the time, life was very dangerous still with the Cold War and everything, and I thought I might as well do something to prevent that, you know, and to prevent the bombs from falling rather than living a regular life. So I moved to the U.S., and joined the quantum physics program at Maharishi University, which was just starting at the time. And because I wanted to study the parallels between my own development, inner development of consciousness, and, you know, the understanding of modern science through quantum physics. And so I did that for many years, and I got a lot of results, a lot of benefits, but I was still stuck with certain things. Like I was not fulfilled. I was frustrated often with the fact that things weren't working out financially and with relationships. I even divorced at the time, and I had difficulties, you know, relating with coworkers, and I was really depressed because here I was wanting to create world peace, a harmony in the world, and I couldn't even create harmony with my loved ones and with my friends. And somebody heard me complain about that one day, and they introduced me to another transformational technology, which was Landmark Education's technologies called the Landmark Form, which is which came after the work by Werner Erhard with EST.
Right.
And again, I had amazing transformations there, and everything just made so much sense, and I got excited about that technology and how I could combine that with transcendental meditation even. But in the very first session of that, in the very first weekend of the Landmark Forum, I witnessed something which was really, which made a deep impression on me. I saw, you know, two people, one that was having a headache, get rid of his headache in a few minutes, just after being asked a few questions in front of the whole group of 200 people. And then another person was able to get rid of tiredness. You know, they had been tired for quite a while already during the day, and nothing could do anything about it. And, you know, the leader of the course took him through some questions, and suddenly the person was free of tiredness. And so when I saw those two experiments, I thought, I don't see why you couldn't be free then of any unwanted condition in your life within a few minutes like that. And so I went on a crusade to demonstrate that. I made that, you know, what I'm up to in the world, and I was going to, you know, demonstrate that this is possible to be free from some unwanted condition in your life in a matter of minutes. And not only that, but to really be free from it, meaning that it will not come back. Because, you know, everything we do in life, all the techniques and products and things we do to try to feel better and not feel as bad, they work usually, you know, temporarily. They work for a few minutes or a few hours or a few days or a few weeks, but then they come back.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And I never liked that because after some time you get tired of it, you know. But I felt stuck, and so I wanted to demonstrate that you could actually be free permanently from something that you choose to be free from. And that's what I have been demonstrating for the last 7-8 years, you know, through the unconditional freedom process.
Okay, so when you say unwanted condition, what is your definition of that? Just anything that's bothering you, or?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So an unwanted condition has two parts. It's a condition or an experience or a situation or something that you experience in your life that you describe, of course, with words, you know, with a sequence of words such as, I have a pain in my back, or I somehow can't make money to pay my bills, or, you know, I can't find a girlfriend. No matter what it is that you describe, it's some kind of condition in your life. Now, what makes that an unwanted condition? Well, there's something that goes with it, which is some emotional charge that you have on that condition. You feel about that condition in a certain way, and usually you feel bad about it. That's what makes it an unwanted condition. So you have a feeling such as being frustrated, angry, sad, guilty, depressed, hopeless, whatever, about this particular condition. And that's what makes it an unwanted condition. So that's the definition of unwanted condition, and, you know, when I talk about that.
Okay. So in your unconditional freedom process, you mentioned cause and effect. Would you you consider this to be law of attraction related somehow?
Yes, you could say that. Basically, when I talk about cause and effect, it's because when we talk about an unwanted condition in our life, we always talk about it with respect to what we think is causing it, or we wonder, you know, what is causing this unwanted condition? If I have a headache, we always ask, what is the cause of this headache? Why do I have a headache? And we keep looking for answers, reasons, causes, you know, whatever you call them, excuses, for the condition that we experience, which is, for example, I have a headache. And one of the things, you know, that I do during the process, I'm not going to go much into that tonight, but one of the things I help people realize is that that cause-effect connection is actually the main reason for being stuck, for being a victim of circumstances, of those things that we think are causing our unwanted conditions, such as I have a headache. So how does that relate to the law of attraction? Well, the best way maybe to explain it is in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, one of the speakers, Jay-Z Knight from the Ramta School of Enlightenment, mentions that we are addicted to our emotions. So, as I said a moment ago, an unwanted condition is really some emotion. The real problem in an unwanted condition is the unwanted part, which is the emotion, the negative emotion. Now, we live like it is caused by the situation, by the condition. We say, I feel frustrated because I don't have a girlfriend or because I can't make enough money to pay my bills. This frustrates me, we say. So we're actually using circumstances in our life to justify the way we feel. We say that the feeling is caused by the circumstances. What I show people is that the feeling is actually self-created, and not only intellectually, but we actually have an experience of that, and that the conditions really exist sort of because we set it up so that we don't have to create that negative feeling by ourselves. It's almost like it gets triggered by those negative situations. And so in that sense, we attract, you know, those situations that will make us feel bad, which is the feeling we are addicted to. Now, we may not, you know, admit that, but if you do something over and over, you have to start looking, you know, maybe you are addicted to it. You know, some of these negative emotions have been there for most of our life in many cases. So somewhere we got into the habit of liking them. Maybe in the beginning they were useful to us, but now they certainly aren't anymore, but we have become habituated to them. And as you said earlier, they are just running us unconsciously.
Right, they're familiar. But let's go a little bit deeper here. And here I'll give you a perfect example. I have had a backache for the last 2 days, and it's really uncomfortable. what would you tell me, or what? How do I know which emotion is causing that backache?
Okay.
And it must be in my mind. I know that my mind is powerful and can cause things or physical problems, but I don't know what that emotion is.
Right. Well, first of all, you know, you have, really to create freedom from any condition, you have to ask yourself, is it an unwanted condition? So, you know,
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Okay. So then the next step is to find out what is it that, you know, why is this an unwanted condition? So what is the negative emotion that you feel when you are present to your backache? So how do you feel when you feel your headache? Do you feel angry? Do you feel frustrated? What is it you feel?
Well, I noticed that it came on yesterday after I received a disappointment, news about something that did not come through.
Okay.
I wanted to have come through.
So do you, when you feel the backache, what is the real part of it that's unwanted? So part of the process, and this could take, you know, a long time, it could take 5 minutes, it could take half an hour, so we probably won't be able to do this right now on this call.
Sure.
But the first part of the unconditional freedom process, if you do a private session or in a group workshop, will be to really clearly identify the unwanted condition. So, you know, you say I have a backache. Well, it may not be that in itself may not be the unwanted condition. So we need to keep asking questions. What is really unwanted? Is it the fact that you cannot get rid of the backache? Or is it the fact that you have the backache? Is it the pain of the backache? What is really unwanted here?
I see. Oh, you're getting down to the real nitty gritty. Oh,
absolutely.
I see. Oh, okay. Yes.
And then, you know, how do you feel about that? And maybe you just feel powerless about the fact that you have not been able to get rid of the backache when you think you should, you know, after doing years of different technologies of consciousness, you know, and all the work with, you know, the law of attraction and everything, and you're still having this backache and you can't get rid of it, you might be really frustrated about that, or you might feel totally powerless. So that's what you have to identify. What is the negative emotion that's really here being supposedly triggered by the backache? That is really actually the unwanted condition you want to look at and ask yourself if you're willing to be free from it.
Okay.
Because as long as you're addicted to that feeling, your backache is going to be the perfect thing for you to be there so that you can feed into that negative emotion you're addicted to.
Okay, so once I identify that, let's say, it's mm-hmm. the pain that I do not want and I feel powerless, I can't get it to. Okay, we've identified it. Now, what is the next step to actually relieve it?
I mean, well, basically, you know, you could go just as I used to do a few years ago, just get rid of the pain, and, you know, it's really not complicated. Again, it would take, you know, anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes to go through a sequence of questions.
Sure.
Whereby you get really present, you know, to the pain, and then suddenly it's gone. I mean, literally by getting present to it, by really looking what it is that you call, I have a pain in my back, and looking it in the face, it will disappear in front of your eyes, and you will realize it was just a thought. Now, you know, this may sound amazing to people who haven't done this, but it's exactly what happens. But now I wouldn't do that anymore. Now I would really go into the negative emotion that you feel, in this case, say, powerless. And I would actually ask you, are you willing to be free from being powerless? And, you know, and go through a process, you know, to help you get freedom from that. Now, most people can't even conceive how that could be possible, especially if they believe it's caused by the fact that they have the backache and the backache doesn't go. So that's where this cause and effect paradigm comes in. And what I show people is that the cause-effect paradigm is actually an illusion. And that's a big part of the process, is to realize that causality is an illusion. And, you know, coming from a scientist, that may sound, you know, amazing, but that's exactly the part that helps me to assist people in creating freedom from unwanted conditions that they have been stuck with their whole life. The stuckness basically comes from the belief in cause and effect.
Actually, I don't think it sounds so amazing. I think it sounds so practical, and that our listening audience probably can accept this whole thing that you're talking about. And especially Tom and I mean, we're hypnotherapists. We know the power of the mind. So I know that the audience is really grasping onto every word that you're saying. So it's excellent information that we can get rid of our negative emotions, I mean, our unwanted conditions. I can see that so clearly.
Good. Well, I'm glad you think that way. Maybe I need to be a little more positive.
Dr. Clark. Dr. Clark, let me ask you a quick question here. Would you say that it's possible that people would hold on to unwanted conditions because it serves them somehow?
Yeah, that's one of the ways you could look at it. And by the way, all these different things that I propose, that you propose to your students, clients, and that, you know, everyone proposes, what is important to realize is they're not the truth. They are just ways to look at reality. They're ways, you know, it's a particular perspective that you can take. So if one perspective you take on reality doesn't work for you, maybe you should take another one. So sometimes, I don't usually need it in my sessions, but sometimes I need to use that perspective where you start to look at your unwanted condition and ask yourself, maybe this thing is serving me somehow. Maybe there's a payoff. In Landmark, they used to use the word payoff, or some people will say, you know, it benefits you in some way. Any unwanted condition, if it lasts longer than a few seconds or a few minutes, maybe, you know, you really get something from it, and that's why you don't really do something about it. If you have a flat tire and you need to go to work, you know, to make some money, you're not going to wait, you know, days or years to get rid of that flat tire like you have been waiting for some of those unwanted conditions, because you can't afford to not get that tire fixed.
Yeah, yeah.
But for some reason, you know, we feel sometimes we get something from those negative experiences that we have, even though we don't realize it consciously and we won't admit it consciously, but at some level we get something from it. At least we did in the past, and maybe now the benefit is not so big anymore, especially when you compare it to the cost and the price you pay now. Now that you're up to something bigger in life, you have this thing, you know, nagging you, and yes, you may get a benefit from it, but it's costing you much more. And that's what most people don't get, is the price they pay. And one of the aspects of the unconditional freedom process is to get really present to the cost. And so during the process, temporarily, you might feel a little bit, you know, bad, although it's not going to last very long, not like in therapy, for example, where, you know, it comes over and over many sessions and years. Here it's just a few minutes, but you have to get present to the cost and then compare it to the payoff, the benefit, you know, how it serves you, and see which one wins. And if you see that you're paying such a big price for a little return, maybe it's time to choose freedom.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds wonderful. Okay, well, real fast, let's take a fast little commercial break here and give everybody the phone number, and then we're going to come back and open up the phones line. So hold on just 1 second, and we'll be back with Dr. Claude.
You are listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
You are listening. If you have a question for a guest tonight,
call in.
If you have a question for a guest tonight, call in at 908-908-9405-508-9405 or email at Julie at Law of Attraction.
Now let's get back to the exciting attraction in action.
Okay, well, that was my fault.
You really like that, Julie, don't you?
I did it twice, and I didn't mean it, so I'm going to do it again so everybody can hear the phone number somewhere that can call. Hold on.
You are listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you have a question for our guest tonight, call in at 718-508-9405. Again, that's 718-508-9405, or send me an email at julie@lawofattractiontools.com. Now let's get back to the exciting attraction in action.
Okay, we're back, and I apologize, but sometimes my fingers get ahead of me. And we do have a caller, and if you don't mind, we're going to go to the open up the phone line. So We have a call from area code 540. Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello? No, we don't. So we're going to go to the next one, which is area code 704. Hello? Are you there? Well, I know my fingers are working there, so we're going to go into 765. Let's try that. Hi.
Are
you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Hi, and you are?
I am Reverend Jane Evanstar.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm calling in because I attended one of two of Dr. Claude's seminars.
Oh, wow.
So I'm one of his students, and I also did private coaching with him. And so what I wanted to say was that what he was talking about really works, and I wanted to give you an example.
Oh, good.
If you want one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Having been a minister for many years, there's a lot of disappointments in ministry, mainly because maybe you can't help or there's a sense of failure. And so when I went, one of the things I worked on was disappointment. I wanted to be free of it. And I know that, and I got free permanently of disappointment. Occasionally it will want to come up, and I'll be aware I'm no longer disappointed. So it very much worked for me, and it also worked in the fact that my life totally changed within 3 months. I had a new job. I have a new relationship. Lots of wonderful things came out of it. So I want to highly recommend, if he's around, to take the seminar. By the way, this isn't the paid call now. When you track with him and you understand what he's saying, you can really understand how it really does work. And and I also had the same training, some of them, that he had, which was the S training.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I had that too.
Yeah. And we have a language that we all speak, kind of, don't we? Kind of awareness so we know. And so he's excellent at what he does. And it doesn't take very long. It just, if you're there and you're present, you'll get it.
Yeah.
So. That's one. Does anyone have any questions about that as a student?
Well, that's the whole seat. You need to be present.
Right.
It's not thinking of the past or the future. It's being right in the now moment, right?
Right.
Dr. Claude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank you, Jane, for calling in. That was a great testimonial.
Well, you're welcome. I also wanted to say that I went to Rompha's school. What the bleep, part of that. That was Rompha, not Jay-Z.
Oh, well, isn't Rompha the being that she channels,
right,
but her name is Jay-Z Knight?
Yeah, yes, but I'm just saying it wasn't her personally. It was Rompha on the tape.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got it.
Anyway, it's wonderful talking with you, and I highly recommend it. And thank you very much, Dr. Claude.
Thank you, Reverend Jane.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, that was interesting.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Jane is a minister of a church that I have had several churches actually who have asked me to do workshops in their church, and mainly last year I did them, and I always had wonderful results with the group. It's of course much more profound in individual sessions because I can actually ask the proper questions for the person. I have to take them through the maze of their mind and all the traps that they created over a lifetime. And so sometimes in a group workshop, when I don't ask the questions directly I cannot do it since there's, too many people. People have to figure out their own questions, and their mind will, of course, not let that happen easily. The mind is the problem in the first place. So, but despite that, the results that I have had in workshops from the reports that people fill out before and after the workshop are just amazing. And I'm really looking forward to doing big group workshops in live and also on the internet, through teleseminars.
Right, wonderful. Yeah, because I noticed that you are going to start giving teleseminars pretty soon, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm planning to do that. I'm still sort of, getting all the technology in place, websites and all the technology platforms and how I'm going to do it. But I know it's possible because I experienced it, with groups live, and it works. So I'm really excited about that.
And you're going to be able to touch a lot more lives like that.
Exactly.
Good. I'm just checking to see if we have a caller on from area code 540. Are you there? 540.
Hello?
Yeah, there you are.
Oh, good. I was on mute. Yeah, this is Gail. From.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Where are you calling from, Gail?
From Virginia.
Oh, okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have a question for Dr. Claude, or did you...
No, I have a glowing testimony.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let us have it.
Something much better than a question. I have been working with Dr. Claude for about 2 months now,
mm-hmm.
and it's been a really fascinating process. My bottom line is, if he can help me, he can help anyone.
Okay.
I've tried and had success with quite a few different things, therapy and all kinds of different experiences, but what I noticed is that these patterns kept coming back and repeating themselves. And when I worked with Dr. Claude and did his did my full session with him now probably about 6 weeks ago, there were several unwanted conditions that I cleared during that session, and they have not surfaced since that time. And something that I think is as exciting as that is that I now am able to walk myself through the process, because Dr. Claude has taught me how to use that process. I don't need his guidance every time, because I now know how to do that myself. So I'll give you an example of just what happened the other day.
Yeah.
I was going for a walk, and I just felt depressed or down or heavy or something, and I went for a walk. And I stopped partway through the walk, and I just stopped, and I said, okay, what's really going on? I don't feel good. And I realized that I have been living under fear of criticism my whole life, ever since I was really about 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went through, I said, okay, I'm ready to release this. And I walked myself through the process of releasing it. And it's a subtle yet a really powerful experience, because it's like this heavy, dark cloud kind of lifts. And I identified that and released it. And when it's kind of like layers of an onion, you release one at a time. And my experience has been that those things from then on aren't there. Other things come up. The next layer of the onion will come up. And the mind is so tricky, you know, it loves to create things and confuse us and that kind of thing. And it's been very, very empowering. And I'm now getting ready to start working with Dr. Claude in his individual coaching program to help me absolutely break through my money barriers. And it's already happening.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. So I highly recommend working with him. It's absolutely profound.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. That is a great testimonial.
Thank you, Gail.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this almost sounds like magic, Dr. Claude.
It does sound like magic. And, you know, I tell you, there are days when I am, especially after a workshop with a lot of people, and I read the reports at the end when I get back home, and I see, like, day, it goes from night to day, literally almost like magic. And I just get tears to my eyes when I read all that, because I'm thinking, who am I to have found this absolutely simple, you know, way to accomplish such magic? And it's not magic, because it's like I don't do it. Every person does it to themselves. Mm-hmm. I cannot do anything for anybody. The process isn't doing it either. It's really the process helps you to get to a point of choice. Nobody has a choice who lives within the cause-effect paradigm, because when you say your state is caused by something else, that means you are not at choice. It's the other thing that chooses the state. So you have to get to the point of choice, and then you have to make the choice. That's the second component, and that's when the magic happens. It happens within a second. The moment you make the choice to be free, it actually happens. But first you have to get that you can be free, and, you know, that's part of the process, you know, of questioning. I just question people. I teach almost nothing. I'm always a little bit worried when I am invited to give a talk because I don't know what to talk about. Because really,
I can't believe that.
That's kind of like us.
Because really, I don't want to feed people's minds with more stuff that they have listened, you know, and read enough over the years, and I believe that's what keeps them stuck.
Okay.
And so I don't want to do that. I don't want to add more to it. I just want to help them realize that that's what's going on and then make a choice to be free, you know, and it's their choice. I never try to convince somebody to be free of anything. I just ask them the question, you know, what is your unwanted condition? Does it work for you? Do you want to keep it around? And if they say no, I'm ready to be free, then we go through the freedom process. And, you know, once in a while, the person starts to wonder whether they want to be free forever. And, you know, it is important to make a choice for how long you're willing to be free, because otherwise you're not going to be free forever. But when you choose to be free forever during the process, you're going to get it. And I have many students who have been free for years. You know, you can go to my website and you can read the testimonials, and you will see some of these students have been free. Just like Gail mentioned, she has been free from several unwanted conditions ever since she had the session with me 6 weeks ago, when they were there every day before in her life. They have not reappeared for the last 6 weeks. And I have students that have had freedom from the particular unwanted conditions they created freedom from 5 years ago. Those conditions have never reappeared in their life.
So you're talking about, let's put some unwanted conditions out there. Weight loss or weight?
For example, if the unwanted condition is I'm 80 pounds too big or too heavy, you know, that's a condition. Now, that's not necessarily an unwanted condition. You have to identify how you feel about that. In fact, I have a very good case for that. I wish she could have been on the phone tonight. I don't know if she is listening, but I have one of my mentors that I met through Landmark Education in 99. She has her own very powerful training that I went through 2 years ago, but she resisted my unconditional freedom process for several years, and finally, in at the height of desperation about her weight loss, her weight problem, which has been lasting for almost 60 years, she finally came to me about a month ago, and she went through the process. And she found some really deep stuff. And it's not just about the weight. It's really about something she created in her childhood, where ever since she was a little kid, she has been looking at herself as being disgusting. And one of the ways to make sure that she's right about that is to put on weight. And as she discovered that, and then, you know, some other deep patterns, and released them during the session, a very profound transformation occurred. And she was the first to say that this is very profound. And if you want to read her testimonial for the first 24 hours, it's on my MySpace page, too.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Yeah, we want to give all the information out of where people can contact you. But can you do the same with, like, for cigarettes, for smoking, for alcohol? Can you do the same things for those?
Anything.
If they're an unwanted condition.
So if the unwanted condition is, you know, again, you have to really get clear what the unwanted condition is. It may not be that you're drinking. It may be that you're trying to stop and you can't, you know. So you have to identify what is the unwanted condition. Is it I am unable to stop drinking or smoking and I feel powerless about it? If that's the unwanted condition, then yes, you can be free. You can create freedom from that unwanted condition for as long as you choose to. And when you do that, it'll be a piece of cake. I've had several students who stopped smoking like that.
Really? Huh, interesting. Okay. Great. I believe we did have an email of a question. Maybe we can get that in. We're running close out of time here. But here is one from Wendy. It says, as a person with a solid grasp on the law of attraction, I practice and answer questions for other people. The only situation I have not felt able to completely help others with is in answering questions about deep grief, as in a loss of a child. Any advice for Wendy?
Okay, well, this is a very good question. And what this question really, the main point I want to emphasize in this question is that every single person on this planet has some situation that they have not been able to deal with. You know, you've been able to create freedom in many areas of life through many different approaches. But there's this one thing, the most successful, the richest people have it, you know, the people who have the most harmonious relationships that are, you know, on top of the world, celebrities, everyone has something which for them seems like an impossible thing to resolve. So for this person, Wendy, this particular situation seems unresolvable. And, you know, the way you can resolve it is, again, by looking what is really, how do you feel about this situation? How do you feel about, you know, not being able to resolve this kind of grief situation? And once you identify that negative emotion, and it's not always obvious to do that by yourself. That's why a coach can be very useful. It's possible. I mean, it might take some time. But and also, you don't necessarily want to feel that thing. Oftentimes, it's just in a blind spot. It's a hidden pattern. It's something that's running in background, and you don't know it. But once you identify that negative feeling that is running the show, basically, then you create freedom from it. You know, that's the next step. Once you identify it, once you are aware of it, then you have to make a choice whether you're willing to be free from it. And that's not always obvious that you would want to be free from it. It has been part of your life. It, like, makes up your identity. So it could be even a little scary, you know, to before you release it, you might think, what is my life going to be like while I'm free from that thing? So it's not always obvious to just do it, but it usually works. When the person is sick and tired enough of being stuck with it, and they finally come, you know, and go through the process, it'll work. And as soon as they are free from it, a whole new world of possibility opens up. And where it seemed impossible to find resolution in the past, it'll suddenly be totally obvious.
That is absolutely wonderful. Well, why don't we tell people how they can get a hold of you? And I know you have a bunch of sites, but and you have a big site on MySpace, don't you?
Well, I have a MySpace page, and I started putting some testimonials on there. The MySpace page is myspace.com/unconditionalfreedom. But the best way, really, to keep in touch with what I do is to just go to my main page, which is called askdrclaude.com, askdrclaude, askdrclaude.com. And on that page, you can ask me questions about any, you know, situations, unwanted conditions that you are unable to resolve. And I'll either answer it in one of my upcoming teleseminars or interviews. Sometimes I even answer them individually when I feel it's important to do it. I don't always have the time to do that, but I try to answer the questions in the context of teleseminars or interviews. So that's the best place to go. You'll also be put on my mailing list so that you can receive my newsletter and be informed of any developments, because I keep always finding new ways. Like, for example, less than a year ago, I found that the next most powerful aspect of my teaching, which was unconditional creation of wanted conditions, after teaching for many years just unconditional freedom from unwanted conditions. And I didn't really know how to, you know, create after uncreating the unwanted. I didn't know how to create the wanted. And I figured that out last August, and the coaching program that Gail was referring to is about unconditional creation of wanted conditions. So, you know, it's best if you want to be informed about all the developments and about any workshops coming up and interviews, etc., to go to AskDrClaude.com and just register with your first name and email, and you'll get also some other free calls when you get an email back from me when you
wonderful.
Do that.
And do you have an upcoming seminar that's coming up in the next month or two?
Yes, actually, it might be much earlier. I'm thinking actually of doing one in the next 2 weeks, and I will be sending out an email to anyone who is on my list. So that's why I recommend it for people to go to AskDrClaude.com, because I will be having a teleconference or a teleworkshop so that many people can participate from all over the world, really, rather than just in a particular area like Michigan.
Yeah, right. That's an excellent idea. Excellent. Very good. Okay, and for those who may not be familiar with the host page here, you can find Dr. Claude's direct links from our host page to his site. So I just click on there and go to it and then ask him questions and see what's going on. It was
perfect.
Truly, truly a pleasure having you on today. I absolutely am fascinated by your unconditional freedom process. I definitely want to learn more about it. So thank you so much. Tom, did you have any final questions or any comments?
All I have is gratitude for Dr. Claude for sharing this with us. Some excellent information, and I'm really excited about your teleseminar coming up, and I certainly want to get on that call, because this just sounds like a magical process that can work for just about anybody.
It does, actually, and you know, for you as someone who you know does hypnotherapy, and whoever is on the call, you know, coaches or practitioners, it will definitely enhance your practice. It'll make it more powerful, because you're going to get out of the way. You're going to get your unwanted conditions out of the way.
Yeah.
Right, which will leave everything wide open to create what you really do want.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very
well. I really appreciate, you know, that you had me on the call. I had a ball, and talking about ball, now I'm going to have a ball going dancing.
Oh, yes, that's right, because you are this big dancer. What kind of, it's ballroom dancing?
Yeah, I'm actually going to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor right now in 5 minutes, and I'm going to do some ballroom and some Latin dancing, salsa, and, you know, tango and waltz and all those things, and it's a lot of fun. It's one of my other passions besides unconditional freedom from unwanted conditions.
And maybe someday we're going to see you on Dancing with the Stars.
Maybe, yeah. I probably need to get a little training for that, you know. But yeah, that could be cool. I definitely want to be on something, on the big shows. I want to be on Oprah. I want to be on, you know, all over the world on big shows and share this with the whole world.
Yeah, it sounds like you're well on your way.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you again. I really appreciate the time you spent with us all.
Thank you, Dr. Claude.
Yeah, and I
you're
know our
welcome.
Listeners are just going to be contacting you like crazy. So thank you again, and we will be talking to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was really interesting, wasn't it?
That was very interesting. It almost reminded me of regression techniques that are used with hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
Getting down to that unwanted condition. So this is very exciting for me.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking when he says the questions, you know, I'm just knowing what the questions could be would be a great help for me and how I can help my clients, you know, get deep. Yeah, so, yeah, that was very, very informative. I'm going to have to take one of those teleseminars myself. Really, I mean, it just sounds wonderful. So, anyway, I just wanted to, before we get off of the air here, remind everyone that we have the after show coming up, which Tom will be staying on with me, and we're going to be talking a little bit more. And that's only for the people who download the show after the live. So you can come on back and download the show and then listen to the last 20 or 30 minutes. If not, it's for all of those other downloaders and people who put it onto their iPods and whatever. I do want to tell you that next week our guest is going to be Lisa Williams, who is an international corporate inspirational speaker and a longtime law of attraction practitioner. I know that she really got started by the teachings of Abraham Hicks. So she is absolutely delightful. You're going to really enjoy her. So join us next week and stay tuned for the after show. We look forward to seeing you. Hold on just a minute.
Thanks for listening to another segment of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Now, don't forget to sign up to vote for your favorite new co-host through the lawofattractiontools.com website. And just remember, life is just like Play-Doh. Mold it to match your desires. Isn't life just grand?
Well, I did it right this time, Tom.
Right, Julie.
Didn't do it two times. I mean, sometimes I just can't believe it. My fingers go crazy.
You used to double-clicking.
Yeah, it's all the adrenaline from the show, I guess, you know. It really does. I got to tell all of the people out there how much fun this show is. Really, it is so exciting to think, gosh, I'm going to be talking to all these people in just a couple of minutes. It's a thrill a minute. So any person who wins the co-host, and Tom, you have an extremely high chance of it, I got to tell you, it is something that you're absolutely going to enjoy every second of.
It's a
pleasure to do.
Yes, I had a blast tonight.
Oh, good.
Lots of fun.
Good. Well, okay, so... our listeners want to know about you. Tell us some good juicy stuff.
Well, there's not too much juicy stuff, but let me just tell you that I'm just grateful to be alive right now. I mean, I think that we're on this cutting edge of an incredible time in human history. It's like a great awakening here, you know, with the mainstream popularity of The Secret and the Universal Law of Attraction taking the world by storm and letting us know that there's hope. We can create the lives we want, you know, by deliberately controlling our thoughts and emotions and giving our attention to what we want to manifest. You know, in The Secret movie, it's stated that this information has been hidden and suppressed, but I really prefer to use the word forgotten.
Yeah.
I think we just forgot that we create our reality.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the great avatars and masters throughout the ages, they taught this very idea. What you sow, you reap. What you resist, persist. And what you think and feel and do comes back to you. And whatever you focus on returns to you.
Right.
So I think remembering who we truly are is the real secret.
Yeah.
You know, and this realization, I think, is the key to changing our world and the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And, it is becoming more and more apparent to me that we are not individuals. I mean, we're all connected.
Exactly. You're reading my mind.
It's like that website you sent me on today, which was which site was that again? That was
David Wilcock.
That was so fascinating.
It's just that we're all connected. We're all connected with the source or all that is God, whatever you want to call it. And I teach and share an actual living of and reclaiming of that power of conscious creation. That's our birthright,
right.
You know. And the experience of knowing one's nature and connection to all things and to each other. Because, Julie, we have a natural potential for balance, harmony, perfection, beauty, complete health, abundance, and happiness. Everything that we were told we should have. You know, and as we remember this true essence, we begin to see the link between our thoughts and our reality. You know, I've been studying spirituality, religion, metaphysics, esoteric arts since 1965, you know, and I'm a hypnotherapist like yourself, and I help people remove the limited beliefs and negative blocks so they can have the success they desire. And I'm a coach with Law of Attraction, and I'm an author. I've self-published a how-to guidebook on how to utilize the Law of Attraction.
And the name of that is?
That's called Born to Manifest,
okay.
And it's available on Amazon as well as my website, borntomanifest.com. And I'm just, like I say, I'm just really excited about living right now. We knew this time was coming. We always heard, oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And I think we're at the birth of an opportunity to truly change the world,
yeah.
You know. And things are speeding up. It's like a real rapid change here, and it's an expansion of awareness and consciousness, and I think we truly hold the keys to unlocking the door of the future of our planet.
Yeah, and you know what? I think we could manifest an incredible world for us of total abundance of everything that... You know, the people that we were talking about earlier were talking a little bit about the fear about how maybe we're hurting the planet Earth and you know, there's nothing going to be left or resources are going to be gone or anything like that. Well, you know, we could actually take all of that and just do the opposite and just keep on concentrating on this fabulous world that we are creating. And
well, exactly.
And can you imagine all your kids growing up in all the abundance that they could possibly ever need or want, all the children in India, the ones that are starving, or all of the war conflicts, you know, people are putting down their guns and being happy, you know. I mean, that's the kind of things that we need to envision, getting away from the fear and just, wow, create this magnificent life ahead of us.
Exactly. I mean, think about it, Julie. What you're talking about is exactly what the Law of Attraction teaches. It says you don't want to be focusing on how things are. You want to focus on how you want it to be.
Right.
Okay? Because the reason things are like they are is because of the thoughts we had in our past. Collectively.
Right, collectively.
Okay? So collectively, we can change that future, and we are not doomed, you know? We have that power, and all we have to do is remember that we do.
Uh-huh.
You know?
But, you know, you had said something earlier to me today about contrast, and yet the contrast that's out there is showing exactly what we don't want so that we can change into what we do want. So all
right.
of that contrast is kind of necessary.
Absolutely. I mean, you wouldn't know good unless you knew bad.
Right.
Okay? So the contrast is necessary in this 3D world that we're in. Okay? So just by briefly observing, okay, well, this is what I don't want, and switching that thought to what you do want and put all your attention, energy, and focus on that, and collectively here again, we can change the consciousness of the world.
Yeah, we can.
I mean, we just have to believe that we can, and that's a big part of it, believing it.
Yeah. Well, and for me, it's just so much more comfortable thinking about it.
Yeah, it just feels better, doesn't it?
Yeah, that fear factor does not feel good at all, but then again, you can see where it's really pushing you to think great thoughts, you know?
That's right, that's right.
And like Dr. Clark was talking about, you don't want to get stuck on the unwanted condition.
Right. Yeah, that getting back to Dr. Claude, that's really fascinating what he's working with, the process that he's come up with. And really it is addressing those limited beliefs that people have that get in the way of manifesting what we really want.
Absolutely.
And, hypnotherapy, EFT, Dr. Claude's process, I thought I heard him say something that this wasn't necessarily the truth, but it was a process that would work.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, for it's not the truth for everyone.
For everyone, right.
That's what, you know, there's processes that will work for some, processes that will work for others.
Okay.
And I think that's what he was trying to say. There's a lot of processes out there. You just have to find the one.
Okay.
And
I thought he was getting quantum physics on us, you know, where everything was an illusion anyway.
Yeah, but he did say that, and it completely went over my head. You know, that's how it happens with me sometimes. But interesting concept. Interesting. You know, and there's more to come, too. New processes are being discovered all the time. And thank goodness for that. Like you said, this is the perfect time in life to be alive. The perfect time in the history of anything. You know, and I got so excited just a couple of months ago. Remember when they released that stuff on TV about the documentary of finding Christ's burial box? You know,
yes,
I just go, my God, can you believe that I'm alive in the year 2007 when they discover something like that? That is just incredible. What a fantastic time. I am so blessed to even have that concept enter my mind right now. This is fascinating. You know, every bit of information that comes out is just like, wow, this is fabulous. And I hear that you're saying the same thing.
Yeah, I'm just grateful for so much stuff. You know, as I said, I started studying all of this. My friend calls it mystical foo-foo. And, I studied it for so long, and I just was kind of the observer all the time. And now it's like more and more people are open to it and can see these things working in their lives. And, it was like going to school, I guess, you know, and now it's graduation time, and everybody can put everything to work.
Yeah. So what do you think the next step is after The Secret? What do you think the next step is for everybody?
The next step after The Secret. Wow. I know Rhonda is got The Secret 2 that's supposed to be coming out in the summer, and I'm not sure where she's going to go with it. I would assume there's going to be some more teachers on there. It really doesn't matter. I just feel that the more people that can be exposed to these different kind of modalities, the better off the planet's going to be.
It's the starting point to get people interested to keep digging deeper.
Right. Uh-huh. And so I'm excited about that. And maybe What the Bleep will do something else. I'd like to know more about quantum physics. It's interesting, but it is way over my head. And I think a lot of people have trouble grasping it. But it is real. I mean, Dr. Claude said it was here for 100 years. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. It is part of the science. It's how you quantify everything else that's going on. It's how you quantify the chemistry, the everything. And I guess you do it by having particular asking sequence to get to the answer. Find out and discover the asking. And you know what? That just hit me. That's what Dr. Claude is all about, the asking to get to the right answer.
Uh-huh. And I think a direction that I'm sort of leaning towards is, you know, with the law of attraction and the source and all that is, you know every possibility, everything that you can imagine, anything that you want to invent, really already exists in the field or the universal mind or you know here again, whatever you want to call that source, that creative energy, everything is available. I mean, if God is all is, then anything is possible.
Right.
Right? You with me? So if you wanted to, let's say, manifest $1 million, as long as you believed that it was a possibility, it's available to manifest with quantum physics and, you know, the particles and the waves and the, being the observer and everything.
Absolutely.
The same token, if you want to manifest, let's say you lost an arm and you want to manifest a new arm, that indeed should be a possibility. And if you want to manifest walking on water like Jesus was a master of, he believed it and he did it. If you want to manifest and create peace on earth in the world, it is definitely a possibility. All things already exist.
All right. Yeah, you know it. I agree with you. And I, you know, I think I told this to the listeners a few weeks ago, but about that $1 million. I got proof positive because in California here, a month ago or a month and a half ago, there was a young girl and her brother that won $112 million. And when she was on TV getting that lotto check, she said, you know, I knew it was coming. I knew I was manifesting this. And then she stopped herself, kind of embarrassed, and she says, I knew it was coming. She didn't want to tell anybody, but I bet you 10 to 1 she had written the secret. She knew what she was doing. She really believed it, and she ended up with $112 million. That
yeah.
was a real story. I just started dancing around the room. Yes, yes, yes.
Good.
That's what
great.
Makes me happy.
That's great, because you being happy for her, you're really being happy for all of us, and because we're all connected.
We're all connected,
that's
and great. It's going to
happen.
That's
right. We all won that $112 million.
Oh, yeah. And just
okay.
thought that she believed it and it happened. Yes. Yes. That's
yeah,
wonderful.
That's
all... Wonderful news. Wonderful news. Well, Tom, is there anything else that you want to tell your listeners? I know you have got a lot of friends out there who are listening right now, a lot of people on MySpace, and you're really a well-loved person on the Yahoo list. I see you everywhere. and you're always with all of these words of wisdom, I've noticed. Is there anything you want to say to anybody?
You know, all I'm doing is, you know, I consider myself more of a student than a teacher, and when I come upon something that I'm excited about, I just love to share it with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So, I guess I got the teacher role because I was able to collect all this information and kind of put it together for people, but... that's really where I'm coming from. I just love sharing all this great stuff, and I'm just so, like I said, so excited about all of it. And I guess my mission is to help people remember, open up your eyes, get awake, you know?
Yeah. And I have a feeling you're going to be participating with us on July 17th meditation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Well, it was a total pleasure. Absolutely wonderful. Your website, again, is www.borntomanifest.com. And is
yes,
there any
ma'am.
Other locations or anything you want to send people to?
If you want to go to MySpace, myspace.com/borntomanifest, and... you'll see all my friends there. I've got, I don't know, 600 or so, and I tell you, there's just so many cool people out there that have so much to share with people. Click on their pictures, and there's just a wealth of information and creative people out there, and they're just sharing all sorts of wonderful things. So that's a great resource to pick up on some other kinds of thought out there.
Yeah, really. And you can never have too much of any kind of thought. That's really great.
That's right.
Well, thank you again. I had a lovely, lovely time.
That's great, Julie. I want to thank you so much, and thanks for putting this Law of Attraction radio together. It's great for people to listen to on Sunday night here, and you got great guests coming, and I just look forward to it. I hope everybody votes for me. I'd love to be a part of it.
That's right. If you want Tom to be the next co-host, go and say he's the winner. Okay, well, thank you again, and I look forward to talking with everybody next week with our guest, Lisa Williams. So until then, night, Tom, and night to all the listeners.
Okay, good night.
Night.